Oh, man, you're awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you for that. Turn Britt Hume down. Thanks for that very warm Missouri welcome. I've got to tell you, after spending the last 9 months traveling around our state and getting welcomes like that, a fella could get used to that. Lucky for me, tomorrow morning I'm going to come downstairs, and Renee and Casey and Hannah are going to give me a similar welcome, and I can't ask for any more than that. So. I just got off the phone with Jay Nixon. I offered him a hearty congratulations over a hard-fought campaign. I congratulated him, told him that I would do everything I could as a private citizen to help heal our state, move it forward. You know, this has been a 287-day journey. We have experienced the entirety of our state and the glory of its four seasons. I remember we started off in late January, before the earth had shaken off the slumbers of winter. And as the spring unfolded, our campaign sprouted with the sunny optimism of a Missouri farmer. As our state's crops flourished into early summer, our team grew and matured. And I've got to tell you that our team, our campaign team, from top to bottom, was professional, was awesome, and nothing but great things to say. The hot, sweltering summer was matched by an intense, divisive primary. We survived that withering heat, and then we turned our attention to the fall. And just as our girls were giddy with the anticipation of a new school year, then our campaign team looked forward to our fall campaign. We worked as hard as humanly possible through the days of lengthening shadows and shortened days, and then as the fall foliage with our backdrop, we readied for the harvest, which brings us to this time. I will tell you just quickly, and I know the press is here, and they have small amounts of time. We have as much time as we want, I will tell you. I do want to say a couple of things, because as I look around the room, and some of you have been with me from the get-go, and we've experienced, our team, our family, we experienced some personal loss. For those of you up in the Hannibal region, Charlie Anton, the lifelong Republican who died unexpectedly. I had a very dear friend, Jim Eisenagel, who was the Camden County prosecutor, who lost his fight with cancer. I see our Hulsoff family, our real family, extended family that's here, and we had to confront an intense medical crisis within our own, and yet answered the bell all the way through. And we had some positives along the way. I'm not sure where Jay Barnes is. Jay and his wife Jane welcomed. There he is, right way Jay over here, as we call him. They welcomed their first son, Atticus, to their family, and so we didn't have just all downs, but we had some ups, and of course, inspiring stories too numerous to mention, not the least of which, of course, that team of professionals that were here. We came through a long way in this campaign. We came the whole way together. We have fought the good fight. We finished the race. We've kept the faith. When I told the Attorney General, I told him that my challenge to all of us is that I love Missouri too much for our state to stay divided. We have too many challenges to utilize only half the power of our people. We have too much at stake to let politics prevail. So I hope you will join me in these next months and years, actually, in laying down our arms and locking our hands with each other and moving Missouri to a better place. You know, throughout this campaign, we talked about changing the politics of Jefferson City so that no good idea gets rejected just because of the person proposing it. We can still make that change. I talked about ethics reform that crosses party lines to give Missourians new confidence in their government. We can still make that change. And certainly as a quick admonition to our Republican family and the future leaders of our party, you know, there are tough choices ahead for our party. Should we demand the highest ethical standards of our own party leaders, or should we compromise them in the name of political expedience? I, for one, choose the former. Call me a McCain Republican. I think it's better to lose an election than to lose one's integrity. And but the most important thing is something we've talked about, and that is a new direction for our state, one that's unafraid to break with the policies of the past or to grow beyond the successes of the present. We can and we must make that change. When I talked to Attorney General Nixon, and, you know, I understand when you run for office, often you have to accentuate the negative. But now is the time, I think, that we really focus on what is good with our state, how we can move our state forward. And hopefully we will all do that here in our state. I can't leave. In fact, in the end, I guess the bottom line is that elections are not about the names on the ballot. They're about the people who went to the voting booth. They're the ones that are most important in this upcoming future. I can't leave Missouri's political stage without saying thank you to a few people. First of all, to those of you, the families and friends from the 9th Congressional District, I thank you for the opportunity to serve you for 12 great years. Your confidence was humbling. Your support was uplifting. Your goodness and decency cannot be matched anywhere. To all of those who volunteered for our campaign, for those who donated to our efforts, Missourians who took time off from their jobs and from their families to invest in our state's future, I thank you very much. To Kit Bond, I can't say enough about Missouri's senior senator, who has marched with me shoulder to shoulder along the side of this road. Kit, I will forever be in your debt and will stand with you anytime, anywhere. And lastly, to the people who gave ideas to our campaign, you know, I want to thank you, too. Maybe it's unusual for a candidate to actually thank citizens who offered their ideas. But it's not often that a campaign has the political guts to put 50 substantive ideas on the table for people to critique, to embrace, to criticize, to support plans to reform our state government from top to bottom. Those ideas weren't all mine. Most of them came from listening to Missourians who cared enough to lend us their innovation and their intelligence. And our state's going to be better because of it. You can't stop a good idea in America. And this campaign will be remembered for launching good ideas. Lastly, probably my greatest regret, and my thanks to my family, to Renee and our girls, you can applaud. You can applaud. My greatest regret is that Missourians did not have the opportunity for this fine lady to be the first lady of our state as well. So, let's talk to her. Let me end on a philosophical note. Many of you know, because we've talked about this idea of a Missouri dream, that I grew up the son of a farmer in Missouri's Boot Heel, down on the farm in Mississippi County, on a farm that we still run today. There's nothing like a little farming to teach you some perspective. See a few hands nodding along out there who know what I'm talking about. You know, from an early age, I was taught to work hard, to give everything and give all to everything I did, to use the knowledge and the resources I had to make the best decisions I knew how. That's what farmers do every season. You make a plan, you work hard, and then you put it in the Lord's hands. We don't always know why God brings us the weather he does. We don't always know why adversity comes our way. But we know this. It makes us stronger. It makes us wiser. And almost always puts us a little further down the road, which is exactly as he wills it anyway. So for the naysayers and the pundits and those that are going to pull this race this and that way and try to decide what happened, Teddy Roosevelt gave a speech in Paris in April of 1910. And I've only had to bring out this quote once before, back in 1994, but it's as apt today as it was in that first campaign, when President Roosevelt said this: it's not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and by sweat and by blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. It has been a high privilege to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Thank you for your loyalty, your friendship, and your faith. I have been honored to have your support.